Hello. So, prison.
Prison.
Who would you be in prison?
Who would I be?
Who would you be in prison? Would you join the white supremacists? Would you be the Latin gang?
I would be the Latin gang. That's cute.
I think I could join the Latin gang. I could pass as Latin.
We would wake up and be like, good morning. Let's have huevos rancheros.
¿Qué quieres? ¿Qué quieres comer?
¿Qué quieres?
Yeah, we could go with the Latin. It's just better than the whites.
I think I would try to be as low-key as possible in prison.
Yeah.
You don't want to...
Like a weirdo.
Yeah.
Act a little like...
Like... a little scream here and there, like...
I mess with her. She's a little crazy.
Yeah, like, I can see him there. And there's no one there. And they're like,
are we recording? Oh. Are we? Let's just...
Hi, this is Iris.
And this is Sophia.
And you're listening to... Undressed.
But we can keep that.
We can keep this
our
topic.
Little rant.
Yeah. We actually decided to talk about this because we know someone that is currently dating a prisoner.
Juicy. Juice to the sea.
So yeah, we're not gonna tell a lot about that because it's not our business, but we kind of...
It's a crazy love story.
It's a crazy love story.
And the theme today is crazy love stories. So, yeah, dating a prisoner would be a little crazy. I can see why it would make your heart jump. It's like a very peculiar situation, yeah. Right? Like, some people want the love that it's impossible. And that is an impossible
love. I don't think I'm attracted to that, though.
Yeah, me neither. I couldn't even do long distance.
Imagine.
How could I do a prisoner?
Like, literally, you have like 1 or 2 hours per week to visit them.
It must be crazy.
And then you may be allowed to have like special visits if you're a girlfriend. But yeah.
That's it.
That's it. No more than a week. I mean, if you have a busy life. If you're like workaholic. Might be good, you know? You just like, go there. It's your weekly thing.
No fights, right? Because
no fights.
Yeah, it's just you only,
Have like 1 hour or 2 to talk. So you're going to be like, so...
And if you like guys in uniform...
But yeah, I think you kind of need to be into the bad boys.
Yeah, you need to be into bad boys. But you know, there's a chance that you fall in love with a prisoner... when he's a prisoner, but you can also like fall in love with a guy and then suddenly he goes to jail.
Oh yeah, for sure. What would you do? Imagine.
That's a different scenario because I would be like, depends on the crime.
Wait, let's think. What would your boyfriend be
arrested for? I think he could be arrested for... What could be arrested for? Wait. I actually don't know.
I don't know either,
he's such a good guy.
Such a good guy.
Wait. It would never be like something physical, I think.
Yeah, no.
Maybe like hack something, but he doesn't have the skills to
downloading something illegally, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe downloading something illegal. Oh, he's trying to make a coffee brand, so maybe he could like start selling coffee without having the permission to, and then he could be arrested for selling crazy.
That would be
coffee.
Like white collar prison.
Yeah, that would be it.
He wouldn't be mixed.
Imagine
with
being in prison for selling coffee. You know what? The Nespresso factory—they caught coke in it.
What?
Yeah, in Switzerland, I think. That's a
stop. Imagine they're putting just a tiny bit of coke in every capsule. They're like, let's make these motherfuckers addicted.
That would be addictive for sure. And then all of a sudden, you're even more active. You're like...
They're like, wow, no coffee keeps me awake like Nespresso. George Clooney's down to something.
What else? But yeah, basically, they cut coke bags inside the shipping with the coffee from Brazil. So it's smart in a way because it comes in bags of coffee. No one is expecting to see there anything. It comes in like shipments.
Yeah.
And yeah, Brazil must have like good coke.
Good coke, yeah.
So it was a way into the European market.
Wow, so smart.
It's smart.
You gotta admit something that I feel like sometimes criminals are very smart.
They are, yeah. It's true.
You know, like sometimes they're the smartest people. Yeah. And then I feel like they're, once they go inside, they're like all exchanging ideas. So they come out stronger.
They're
already planning the next one, you know what I mean? Because
there's
not much to do inside.
And now they have connect. So if you have the brains, you can connect to someone that is good at like actual like maybe opening a safe or, you know?
Yes.
You can make like a big squad.
Yeah. Like Suicide Squad.
Like Suicide Squad.
But yeah, apparently there's even like websites where you can pick your prisoner.
To date, like Tinder for prisoners?
Yeah. I think it's more, it's like pen pal. Yeah, just like Tinder. Like you can choose the state, the ethnicity.
Mm. Yeah, there must be a lot of people that are interested. The same way that girls love to watch like crime.
Yeah, like
dogs.
Yeah, Ted Bundy as well.
Yeah, so a lot of girls might think it can be cool to write a prisoner.
Even those two brothers, the Menendez brothers.
Oh, they are getting out, I think.
But like at the time they were arrested, girls were like, they were like, oh, they're too pretty to go to jail.
Mm. Remember that guy that had like the drop tattoo that was like...
He was handsome.
Yeah. Like... She's like... What do you call it? Like prisoner shot? There's a name for it. Mugshot. His mugshot was viral. Yeah. And then when he came out of the jail, he was straight into the runway.
Yeah.
Imagine.
I'm not.
But yeah, I can see why people get like, I want to talk with them. But I think it can be quite dangerous because like you were saying, some prisoners are very intelligent. So they can like try to
manipulate you.
Sweet talk you into do something.
Yeah.
For them.
Yeah.
Like, can you buy this for me? Can you give me money?
Yeah.
Give me the money.
I will love you forever. We're gonna...
Yeah.
Oh, there's this Netflix documentary that I watched and was really fun. It's just like an hour or something. It's... I don't know. It's like Love on the Run or something. And it's the story about a woman who worked at a prisoner. And she fell in love with a prisoner. And they would speak every night on the phone for like hours. He had
How? They cannot have phones, can they?
Oh, they can get phones.
There's some on TikTok.
They just have to pay.
Yeah, that's
just have
crazy
to pay
thing.
And then they hide it. And then like no one on the prison knew. They would like speak every night for like 2 or 3 years. It was like a solid relationship for them. And then apparently it came out that sometimes she would like, imagine they would all be outside working out or something. And then they would all enter except for him. And she would stay a little bit longer outside with him. Like they were connecting the pieces after because what happened was it got to a day where he had like an earring at the court, whatever, and she was supposed to take him to court, and they basically got in the car and ran away together.
Oh my god.
Yeah. And then they were found by the police, and I'm not gonna tell you more, but it doesn't end up very well for her.
Damn, that's like the series, it's called where it's like the girl's prison. Orange
is the new black. Yeah.
Yeah, there was a girl that dated the guard and she got pregnant and something.
Oh, insane.
Insane. Yeah. That's cuckoo crazy.
Sounds cuckoo crazy.
But from what we've been told, there's a prison in Norway.
Prison in Norway.
I kind of like my brain was blank and I was like, Norwegian?
That's a new country.
That is the most humane and like all like pretty and time to relax and all the quality.
Maybe we'll all need a little week there.
Like a
retreat.
Like a retreat.
Yeah.
That leads me to think, like, for you, do you think prisons should be like this, almost like a hotel, or are you more like, it needs to be tough?
Of course, the first option seems more like humane,
yeah,
you know? But I also understand that we do not have the capacity to have those facilities everywhere.
Yeah. Spend a lot of money.
And spend a lot of money, yeah.
I'm the same. I think it needs to be maybe not like black and white, something in the middle, like gray area to give them all the conditions they need. But also, I'm a little scared because for me, it's not like a punishment at all. It shouldn't be. It's just like for them not to live in our society because they clearly can't because they are committing crimes. But what worries me is like if you give them more time to spend with like girlfriends and all, the whole thing about like them trying to manipulate them in a way. But some people just get arrested for like tiny things. And it's like, if it's like, I don't know, financial crime or something, I don't feel like they will be scary to talk to over, I don't know,
Ben Paul.
But if they killed someone, then all of a sudden, might not be like the smartest move to give them all this time. Because I feel like in this prison, you can have like actual like proper time with your visits.
Okay.
So if you had a girlfriend, you probably could like.
I feel like maybe you have certain perks depending on your crime.
Yeah.
You know, like maybe if you killed someone, you're having a girlfriend is out of table, but maybe if you stole something, if you stole a house, you could. But I think it's wholesome, the idea of like some people study, some people take like a whole degree inside prisons.
Yeah, the idea that you can change is legit.
That you can definitely do something and like working out every day. I feel like I would. Because it's like
that's all they do. Study, read books and It's time for yourself. Some people pay for that to have no distractions and just like work out. Or
I think the worst
books.
Part must be the food.
Yeah, the food. That's true. Must be really bad. But yeah, it's good to know that they can have girlfriends and stuff like that. And we have some stories today, so hopefully some of them touch on dating prisoners. I don't know.
I'm excited because these stories are brand new for us. As well as for you guys. It's a long story, so get your hot chocolate.
I'm excited.
Cozy. Okay. Mary Kay was an elementary school teacher married to Steve Letourneau, who she met in college and married, having four children with. She was passionate about arts and teaching, deciding to follow the educational path in college. In 1991, she got to teach a second grade class with a student she considered to be extremely talented, Vili Fualau.
Oh my God, I was trying to be serious, but then these names cracked me up. Vili, let's just say Vili.
Vili, 80 years old at the time, with whom she would quickly grow fond of, even if innocently at first, as if, quote, he could marry her daughter someday.
My God, 8 years old?
Years went by, and even though she stopped being his teacher, she kept in contact with the student, encouraging him to continue creating art, buying him supplies.
Okay, cute.
I smell grooming. Once Vili got to sixth grade in 1996, Mary went back to being his teacher. Oh my God. Like, was this random?
So now he's like, if he was 8 in the second grade.
He was 8 in 1991.
Yeah, so now.
So now he's 14.
Yeah, 5. Okay.
14. Okay. Vili is 14 now. Mary went back to being his teacher, and that's when things escalated. He used to play around saying he had a crush on her and constantly courting her, which would not seem unusual for a sixth grader who's still discovering life and exploring his feelings, except for the part where he actually bet $20 to his cousin, that he could get her to have sex with him.
Wait, at 14?
14.
Yeah, he was feeling that she was like all over him for sure.
Yeah. A few months later, the two were found in a car at night, parked by a marine. The police knocked on the window and Mary jumped on the jumped to the front seat wearing a long white t-shirt. They looked around the car to find the 12-year-old. Wait. Our math isn't mathing. Wait. 1991, he was 8. 5 years later.
Yeah, it's just 4 years later. Second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth grade, 4 years later. Yeah.
Okay, he's 12. Okay, so. They looked around the car to find 12-year-old pretending to sleep in the back seats. She even tried lying to the officers, claiming fake names for the both of them, and that the sleeping kid was 18 years old, that she had an argument with her husband, and the kid, who was a family friend staying with them, witnessed the fight and ran away upset, making her to go out to find him. They went to the station and called Vili's mom to pick him up. She confirmed that the lady was a respected and adored teacher of his, and that there was no problem in them hanging out, which they do often. So she told the police to drop the matter and let everyone go home. The mother later claims, "Had I known how she lied to the police about his age and how they were found, I never would have let them see each other again."
Oh my God. So wait, do you think the mom thought that the kid was like, what, studying with a teacher?
What are you doing in a car? You know what? I just think that back then, things happened a lot.
Yeah.
And people weren't as aware. Like, for example, the Nickelodeon case. You know, yeah. Like, kids were being abused and the parents would just let the kids be there alone because they would trust adults.
Yeah.
And I think that back then, this is, okay, it's not even the 2000s yet. I think people had a different idea. I don't know. I think people are more aware now.
It's true. And she was his teacher like in the second grade. So since she was like buying him supplies and stuff, maybe the parents were like, this is just someone that is like helping my kid and really likes him.
An old friend.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to keep on going. Later on, just a day before his 13th birthday, Mary claims there was a late night incident that didn't stop with just a kiss. Wait, what? Keep in mind, she was 34 at the time. This is like serious problems in the mind of a 34-year-old. Like, how can you like a 12-year-old? To make matters worse, by the end of that summer, Mary had actually become pregnant with Vili's child. Wait, what? I'm just shocked.
Oh my God, like how do you even do that? How do you not?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Their relationship was still kept secret by the two of them. Everything changed on February 97 when her husband, Steve, she keeps having a husband.
Oh my God, she keeps having.
This is so shocking. With whom she was already in a bad position with due to troubles in the marriage, found love letters the teacher had wrote to her student.
Steve, how do you even write love letters to a 12-year-old?
Yeah. Hi, I love you very much. Keep working hard on class.
Oh, my God.
Steve left the house with his four children. She had four kids. Okay, this keeps on getting worse. How do you have four kids and you want to like have sex with another
kid? Exactly.
Kid. And told a relative about the letters, which promptly after moved on to tell the school about it, consequently getting the police involved. Okay, so the husband started like moving to get her accountable for what she did. By March, she got arrested for child rape. Oh my God. And on May, she gave birth to their daughter. which would be taken care of by Vili's mother. Do you think she was trying to sell the idea to the husband that the kid was...
Yeah. Maybe we need to watch the movie. I heard there's a movie about
A movie.
Oh my God. Not only that, imagine how Vili's mother reacted.
Yeah, like my kid has a kid. Like what the fuck?
But you're still 34-year-old like, yeah. woman.
How do you have a 12-year-old kid and suddenly you're a grandmother? Yeah. 3 months into her incarceration, while on trial, her attorney tried to pull a plea deal. She got convicted with 2 counts of second-degree child rape and was supposed to get 7.5 years of prison. The maximum sentence. This is the max you can get for raping a child? Damn. But they got her time reduced to 6 months in county jail and 3 years of sex offender treatment in the condition that she would be considered a sex offender and that for the rest of her life she could have no contact at all with Vili or any other minors. Oh. See? You destroy a life and you have 6 months.
Yeah. Like, 6 months no contact with minors. How do you even control that? No contact with other minors. Like, can you go to the supermarket? There's minors there, maybe.
Yeah, I think that's impossible. If she doesn't have... Because this is not, like, home prison. It's not house prison. You don't... She doesn't have, like, the ankle thing. So, it's impossible to control. I think what they do in the... Was this a state? I don't know. Where? Yeah, because in the States, I think what they do is, like, they make public the list of sex offenders. But even so, I don't think anyone, like, goes through that list every day. Like, if I see
it, yeah, and make sure it's your neighbor or something, yeah.
Fast forward to February next year, just 2 weeks after she completed her jail sentence, she was found again in a car with Vili.
What?
The car full of baby clothes, her passport, and $6,000 in cash. Mary was immediately taken again, for not only did she break her parole agreement of no contact, see, there's no, like, no one cares if you... She also stopped going to her therapy meetings and taking her meds.
This time, the judge applied the maximum sentence as she was meant to all along, shortly after they found out she was pregnant again.
No.
The child born in prison was once again taken into custody by Vili's mother. A couple of months after finishing her time, Mary, now 43, and Vili were engaged, getting married in May 2005. In 2017, the couple separated, divorcing two years later, allegedly for nothing in particular, simply because the love faded, still keeping in contact and on very friendly terms.
Oh.
Not longer after the divorce, Mary got very sick with colon cancer. Vili, who had moved to California, came back to Seattle to take care of her. 2 months later, Mary died.
Oh my God.
Wait, and this second kid was also from him?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
So the poor mother of Vili not only had like her kid abused, she had now to take care of two
babies.
And he kept on going for her with 21. Yeah, but he was groomed. He for sure. Didn't know better. Damn.
I bet he thought he really loved her.
Well, this is not a crazy love story. This is like a scary. Cray.
Oh, I know. No, but she was obsessed.
She was obsessed. And it's so scary to me how the victim sometimes becomes so, you know, manipulated. How he could just like keep on going towards her. But yeah, maybe she was like all kind to him even during the abuse and he didn't know better. But damn, it's so crazy.
So crazy.
This woman was the Lulu. Now I'm scared. Like,
especially since she already had a family with 4 kids, you know? Yeah. Like, imagine, like, how the husband and the kids, you're like, oh, yeah. I'm going to divorce your mom because she's, like, having sex with a 12-year-old.
Yeah. Like, all of these people involved imagine are knowing broken about for this. Life, traumatized for yeah. life. Like, the kids.
Yeah.
The husband, everyone. That's insane.
It's so fucked up. My God. But yeah. If you guys want to, I'm going to watch the movie now.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Okay, should we move on to another story? Hopefully yes. A little lighter. This is called Age Gap with Messed Up Past. This is the story of how I met my favorite person in the world. How sweet. Aww. This is very cute. It all started when I went away for a summer job. I was 19. It was in this beautiful place with a lot of people that were extremely close to each other. I had my eye on this one boy. Let's call him Charles. Okay, Charles. We talked for a while and it wasn't long before that was noticed by all. So everyone caught on this little crush. In the station in front of mine worked a 44-year-old man. Let's name him Philip. Okay. I've always been an extremely extroverted person, so I was very comfortable with the growing friendship I had with him. But when my secret crush got out, he got intrigued by my proximity to Charles. Wait, I need to rewind. I'm already confused.
So basically, her relationship with the 44-year-old man was getting stronger, and he noticed that the proximity that she also had with Charles.
Exactly. But with Charles was just like a crush, so she wasn't dating none of them.
No.
Okay. So he would always make fun of us. So Charles would make fun of her and Philip's relationship.
No, Philip would make fun of Charles. Like, oh, there's your little crush.
Okay.
You know, like, you have a cute relationship with an old guy.
Yeah.
It's like, good morning, guys. How's your day today? Yeah. And then, oh, I notice you like that little boy. There he is. Yeah.
Okay.
That's the vibes, I think.
Thanks for explaining that to me. When he passed by, he would say, oh, look at your boyfriend. Oh, I see. Yeah. And stuff like this. Until eventually, I started realizing his jokes weren't so much as to make fun of me, but a sign of jealousy. And the worst part is it made me angry because it wasn't Charles that I wanted people to think I was interested in. Wait, what?
Okay.
Do you understand this?
Maybe continue. Let's continue.
Philip was much older than me. And it wasn't a conscious choice to see him that day.
But that way.
That way. Sorry. Maybe I'm the one that is confusing this story. But ever since I noticed how the situation affected him, I started seeing him from a different perspective. Okay, so now the crush on Charles moved into a crush on Philip. I started seeing him from a different perspective. As he insisted on giving me rides home and wrote me poems, oh, sweet, and looked at me with endearing eyes, lust and care, and maybe love, my doom was imminent. As the time passed, I no longer saw as a crazy man singing dumb songs. I saw through that mask and realized the beautiful, complex, and intelligent spirit he had underneath. My downfall came when he began flirting with me. So this is a 44-year-old and a 19-year-old. Yep. Let me just remind you all. And I started to like it. It didn't take long before I cut ties with Charles. I stopped talking to anyone else. I gave it a shot.
We grew closer and closer until our coworkers started noticing it too. Remember when I told you that he was much older and that everyone was very close to each other? People started telling me about Philip's past.
Mm.
Oh, my closest coworker told me that he was living with a woman called Maria.
Ah! Oh no, the betrayal.
It broke me because all this time he's been hiding this from me. Not just hiding, but blatantly, I don't know how to say this word, lying. I spoke no word of it to him and just waited until he noticed I was clearly upset. Eventually, we talked and he explained that he was living with the mother of his child. They were separated but still share the same house. He told me that even before her, he had another wife. Wow, he has a rotation. With whom he also had a kid with, who was now 25 years old.
So the kid is older than her.
I had to cut ties. Okay.
Good for you.
Wise. He was a 44-year-old man with two children, one ex-girlfriend and one ex-wife. On top of that, he had a criminal record. He was arrested when he was 19 and he spent 6 years in prison. You know, like, people can do a lot with their lives.
Yeah. 44.
Prison, two women, kids. He had a lot of... He had a whole past of crimes involving robbery, drugs, gangs. I couldn't believe that the person standing in front of me did all that, but he did. I ignored all of it because the boy he was before wasn't the man in front of me. He suffered in prison, but he hit his head and got his life together. At home, my mom was the first to notice I was always talking about him and she started worrying. One day, I finally confessed that we were dating. She and the rest of my family completely disapproved of it and tried to force me to cut ties with him. Of course, I had no intention of ending it. We kept dating in secret. Oh, girl, he would come by my house.
We were so broke.
He would come by my house and he was always taking me to dinner and lunches, beach dates and all the romantic things I had always wished for. But it was awful pretending I wasn't seeing him, saying I was dating Charles so that I could go out.
Oh, wow.
Or being together in the same workplace and being unable to hug him, kiss him, or even look at him for more than 2 seconds. It was torture being near him and hiding the love we had. It was a lot to take, so one day I stopped caring. I finally told my family he was my person.
Oh. That's cute, too.
Yeah, it's kind of cute.
To this day, they haven't accepted it, and they probably never will. Unfortunately, the worst is yet to come. A few weeks back, the woman he was living with, his ex, beat him up.
What?
Damn. Apparently, it's been happening ever since he told her he fell in love with me. But that night was so violent that his daughter had to resort to calling the police on the mother. That's serious. You want to know how I knew it was happening? The woman texted me, saying all these horrible stories, accusing him of assault, saying they were not separated at all, and that they were in fact getting in bed with each other during the past week. Savage. I called him. He came over and we talked. I asked him about the sex and he told me he did have sex with her, not because he wanted to, but because she forced him into it. If he didn't, she would take
she would take
appropriate
away.
of the house and the child, and she would beat him up. All I could think of is that I couldn't handle things if they kept the way they were. He's lied to me for a long time about his past, about his relationships. Yes, girl. He did. He eventually moved out of that horrible place and went right back to being my Philip. Oh my God, this person is so in love. We still have the family barrier to get through. And I know he will die much happier than me.
Earlier.
I don't know what happened here. Oh, because he's older. Okay.
It's clearly the morning. You kind of, you could handle a little Nespresso with a little bit of Coke.
Yeah.
You could handle Nespresso.
Sponsor us. Yeah, of course. He would die much earlier than me. That's not true.
You don't
though.
Know that.
That's, yeah, you don't know
you
that.
You don't know that, but yeah.
I was like, why happier? I mean, I happier. Okay. But even with all the crazy shit that happened, I want to have a life with him, hold his hand, and help make sure he never goes down that dark hole again. He's my person. Wow. Aww.
And this is the story of someone our producer knows.
Is it? This is crazy. So the age gap here is how many years? Let me.
1944, it's 25.
Let's talk about that.
Yeah, let's talk about age gaps. Like, there's also a girl that works with a friend of mine at this company. And she's like 24, I think. And she started dating like the big boss of the company. And he's like over 40. And they had this whole relationship.
Mm.
Like, hidden from everyone. And they recently told everyone. And I was like, I don't know if I would ever be... First of all, I don't know if I would ever be attracted to someone like over 40.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's tricky. Maybe it could happen. Like,
I can
sometimes
see
you
like
can
get Brad Pitt.
Okay. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I can see that happening. I think sometimes you can get attracted to like someone's personality and, you know.
Yeah.
But
the thing is like having a whole ass relationship with someone like that. It's like, I feel like you would either need to be very, very mature for your age and be able to like maybe like be open to not doing like things that maybe people your age would be doing. You know
what
I mean?
Yeah, if he's older, right?
If he's older. Or yeah. He would have to have like a very young spirit.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's possible and I'm not against it at all. And I think if I would fall in love with someone older or younger, I would give it a shot.
Mm-hmm.
But I think you need to understand that it's going to be challenges.
Yeah.
That in other relationships you wouldn't get. Like there's certain like stages of life that one of them needs to either rush or the other one
needs to
postpone.
Slow down.
Yeah. So it's going to create some... Yeah, some issues, but if the love is like worth it, then
yeah.
But I don't know. Maybe like 10 years would be my max and my minimum. Like,
oh, I wouldn't date a 19.
Wait, but I'm yeah. For me, it would be 21.
You would date a 21?
I don't know. Like, it doesn't sound right to me, but maybe like, you could fall in love with one. I wouldn't be attracted to if I knew the age first, yeah. You know? But it yeah. can happen. And same with yeah. a 41.
And 39.
That would be my max. Because my... Okay, so I can give my example. My parents are 9 years apart. And yeah, I think in their case, you can't really tell.
No, yeah.
I think it was because my dad was so mature for his age. When he started dating my mom, he was... 22.
Your mom was 31.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So if my mom did it, I think I could.
Yeah.
But my mom didn't want to. She was like saying no for the longest time. Like, this kid keeps harassing me. Follow me everywhere. Leave me
like,
alone.
I bought a lollipop for you. Cute.
So he was like, trying to get my mom. And she was like, no, you're too young. And eventually she...
Ah, oh, that's so cute though.
Folded.
She folded.
Like, but yeah, then like they had me when he was 24. So some stuff got rushed in his life. That's just the truth.
Yeah.
But
it all worked out because he really wanted to have kids anyways, right?
Yeah. And my mom.
She folded twice.
See? That's the power of love right there. But yeah, it's such a fun story. I'm wondering, did they have kids? Can I ask this?
No.
No. But oh, yeah, I don't know if I could. Sorry. I think the age gap, it's already past the 10 years on this case. But even if I look past it, I don't think I could accept the rest.
Yeah, no.
The past
so messy.
Was too heavy for me. But I really pray...
She doesn't listen to this.
But I really pray someone that can put like a big eraser over someone's past.
You admire them?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I admire. I don't know if I could.
If you could do it. It's like a lot.
It's a lot.
It is like they teach us to not ignore red flags.
Yeah.
And she's ignoring a lot of red flags.
A lot of lies.
But yeah, but this relationship is still going, right? Okay. So yeah, we wish you all the best if you're listening to this.
And if something comes up, just tell us another juicy update.
Exactly. Or if you want to come to our podcast.
That would be a dream. Okay, we have one last story.
This is the last story, and it's one of your story, guys. So let's go. This is one of the craziest stories I think I have in my family. My grandma was lucky enough to get an actual education and go to college, where she studied to become a nurse. While there, she met this one man, with whom she'd end up falling in love with, and him with her. They dated for a couple of years, and the time to discuss marriage and take the next step in the relationship came up. Only then did he mention he was married. Technically, he was separated from his wife.
Technically.
But as we all know, divorce wasn't accepted lightly back in the day. So the union wasn't officially over in the church's eyes. Nonetheless, she was already in too deep, so they decided to bite the bullet and move in together, even if she knew it would upset her father, my great-granddad, which ended up disowning her.
Oh, shit.
Poor girl. A few years and two children later, my dad and his older brother, things turned out to be a little different than my grandma expected. He was extremely possessive and jealous. Whenever he left the house, he would lock her in with the children to make sure she wasn't going anywhere in his absence.
That's crazy.
Eventually, she got sick of it and together with her siblings, plotted her escape from the hellhole.
Damn.
Wait, together with her children.
Yeah, so they can all
siblings. Okay. So the siblings helped her. Okay. Wow. This is fucked up.
It is, imagine.
Being locked up.
Yeah. Crazy.
One day he went out and locked her in as usual. She waited until he was gone and with a baby on each arm, knocked the door down and Damn. Left the house. Yes, girl, where her older brother was waiting for her. They drove to their parents' house and demanded the father to take her back in the family at the risk of losing all of his children. He did, reluctantly. 12 years later, my grandma met the love of her life. Oh my God, this is so sweet. A respectable, kind man who would turn out to be my dad's example of a father and the one man I will always consider my granddad.
Oh, cute. I love this.
This is
story.
So cute. I have tears in my eyes. This is so,
That's
so
very cute.
Oh my God. Oh.
Unfortunately, there are so many stories like crazy, possessive, jealous.
Yeah, my grandpa didn't allow my grandma to the grandma I'm always with.
Yeah.
To work.
Oh yeah.
So even though she studied music to be a music teacher.
Cute.
And she played the piano. But he like didn't let her work because like at the time it was not. Like, women don't work, whatever. So, basically, whenever he was an engineer and he would spend, like, the entire day out working. And whenever he would leave the house, she would leave. She would take a bus and she would, like, teach. She would go to school. She would teach, like,
That's
all.
So good.
Then she would come back before him. And, yeah.
That's really brave of her. And I feel like, it was really bad that back then women were really trapped inside the houses and there was this, like the story says, divorce was really not viewed well in that time. And I feel like now we have this almost responsibility that it's seen, it's not like perfectly accepted either, but it's a little easier and better to get divorced now than before. So I think if you're miserable or if you are not in a great relationship, you should use that advantage that we have nowadays. Because I feel like still I know some people that even though the times have changed, they still feel the pressure to make the whole household stick together and you know, like to sustain the idea of marriage and a family and kids and And I feel that's such a sad thing to do, to stay with someone just because it's easier or it's not viewed that well by society to be divorced. And we don't have this life. Like, why were you still, like, pushing your dreams and not being, like, fully happy when you can? That's why I feel like marriage has such a weight. And we talked here before.
It's such a
hard decision. But yeah, these stories are fun.
These stories were very, very fun. To lighten up the mood a little bit, we have a game. Because we always have a game. And today we brought He's a 10, but...
Ooh, I love that one.
I love that one. We've played so here
crazy
before.
I think so.
Yeah.
But since it's crazy love stories, I'm guessing this will be like crazy red flags.
Crazy red flags. Okay, we're gonna go with an open mind.
All right.
Game time. Okay. He's a 10, but he's on death row.
We should like give a rate, right? He goes from 10 to...
Imagine it's the drop guy.
I would say 0, but then I thought...
The excitement. He's gonna be gone.
Wait, he's gonna die earlier than me.
Good job, Iris. Not happier.
Oh no, I couldn't do it.
No, I couldn't.
Should we go with 0?
Yeah, he's a 0.
He's a 0. Sorry.
He's a 0. He's a 10, but he's had 2 divorces.
2.
It's a 6.
Yeah, it's a heavy burden. But I just made a speech about, like, if you're not happy, get divorced. So now it's very, like, ironic of me to say that I couldn't handle someone with an history. So, but I think 10, that's the only problem. I think I could handle maybe, like, an 8. Does he have kids?
If he has kids, it goes down to a 6.
Zero.
To 0.
Yeah, maybe an 8.
Maybe an 8. I don't think I could handle. Mm-hmm. It's like, I have that thing that I want to be the guy's first wife. Yeah. I don't know why.
But you know, it could be like he went on a search for the one and all of a sudden he found you, like, after 2 tries. 3rd time's a charm.
But why get married so many times? It's like, it's also because I see marriage as a very serious thing. Yeah,
so you're like questioning his seriousness.
Exactly.
I see. Let's maybe agree
for him,
on it.
For him, it's like, let's get married. Yeah. I love you. I only know you for, what? A year, but we should get married.
I understand. That's true.
I don't know.
Okay. I definitely wouldn't marry him.
No.
You know?
Yeah.
But yeah, let's go with a 6.
Okay, let's go with a 6. He's a 10, but he refuses to move out of his parents' house. He's a 0.
Wait, he could be 21. That could be the reason. I would respect that. Because maybe he's not ready.
But you're like, let's move in together. And he's like, no. I want to live with my parents.
If he says, I want to live with them forever. No, but if it's like, I am still... Like, I don't feel, like, ready yet to move.
But I feel like the sentence is, like, implying that he's not gonna... I don't know. He refuses to move out of his parents' house.
Yeah, if he's like, you need to move in to the house of my parents. Yeah, if that's the case, then no.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, 5. It depends of the reasons.
Yeah, okay, let's go with a 5. Middle ground.
He's a 10, but he's cheated at least twice in his past with other people.
Okay, see, I can handle like a broken relationship, but cheating, I cannot. I don't think people can change. So I think it goes down to 2. It's better than death row.
Imagine he never tells you, though.
Even worse. It goes down to 0.
But you can have like a full-on life and you never know.
Yeah. And in this case, I've been
the information. He's cheated at least twice in the past.
Yeah, No. No. Cut.
Zero?
Cut. Two?
Two? Okay. Let's go with two. He's a 10, but he has kids and only mentions it on the third date. It's giving the holiday.
What is the holiday?
It's the best movie ever. With Jude Law.
Of course.
It's the one where the girl exchanges houses.
I don't remember. Oh, yeah. Like for vacation. No.
It's like in winter vacation. Well, yeah. It's like the girl from Bridget Jones' Diary.
Yeah.
She's British and she has a little
house. This is a rom-com.
Oh, my God. It's like my favorite movie ever.
So
it's
fun.
Like, you know, he's like, he goes on a few dates with her.
Yeah.
And then they're having a date and he receives a call from a girl. And he's like rejecting it. And she's like, he has another one. And then he invites her over for dinner at his place. And he has like two little girls. And the girl name was like the girl that was calling her.
Him. Oh, that's sweet.
And he's a really cute
dad. But wait.
Dad.
Let's, he's a really I know this cute like dad. All like romantic rom-com thing.
Yes.
But like, I would hate it for him to just like come
to
my
to
house
me.
And not like pre-announce that there's going to be kids in there.
Yeah.
I would be like, sorry, I need to go to my car to pick up something really quick.
But it's Jude Law.
And the kids were cute.
The kids were very cute. They were like, oh my God, you look like a princess.
Yeah.
They were cute. But yeah, no, it's a very red flag. I think I would run away.
Yeah. But you know what? I'm thinking of another perspective. A part of me having trouble deciding if I want to have kids or not is the process of having kids. So if they are already there and raised.
That's a plus.
That's a plus. Maybe he's not that bad. How many kids?
Oh, doesn't say.
Okay, just have.
And like his reasoning was like that he wanted you to see him for what he really was first.
Yeah.
And then
maybe if he was like a widow, maybe
he was on the movie.
Yeah, that would be easier to accept because then the kid would be almost like really your own. You wouldn't need to like, there's not like a mom.
Yeah, present. You know, yeah.
Yeah. But I don't know. He's like what? A seven.
Okay. Oh, is a 10, but he used to date his cousin. Zero.
Zero.
Like,
what the fuck is that? Like,
this is worse than cheating twice. How can you date your cousin?
I can deal with that.
Ew. I don't understand how people feel attracted.
Same. I don't understand. Maybe they didn't know it can happen.
You know what? There's this TV show that I used to watch on Netflix. No, I watched it all, I think. The guy that had like loads of kids all over the world. Did I tell you about it?
Isn't it that it was like the in vitro thing,
exactly.
Right?
Yeah. And this thing happened all over the world, but he was from the Netherlands. So like he has loads of kids on the Netherlands. But when I say loads, it's like
loads.
Like more than 300 kids.
So a lot of couples must have formed.
And they were saying how it's dangerous to do that because apparently if I was a boy and you're a girl and we don't know we're brothers, we are genetically inclined to feel attracted to each other.
What?
Because we have the same dad. Like we are genetically like connected. Like if we meet, if we play, if we're like outside playing in that playground and we meet, we might like connect instantly.
Yeah.
And they're saying how it's dangerous because we might like mess those feelings for like love. And yeah, that's why.
And then you can have like kids with problems and
exactly.
stuff because you share the same DNA.
But that's why I understand if maybe you don't know if someone is your cousin, maybe you might feel
attracted.
I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. And the thing is, the other day I was watching something, I don't remember where I saw this, that I think like all people with blue eyes were born from this, are like related in a way.
Oh.
It's like a thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it got me curious because like our DNA goes like down to maybe like all of us being somewhat related. But I don't know like how far you need to spread it for it not to be a problem.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I could never like, not even like a cousin of a cousin. Someone that, you know, like, how do you say?
Second degree,
yeah, third degree. I couldn't.
Me neither.
I couldn't. Just like awkward. Yeah. We have the same family tree.
Yeah.
It's awkward.
So but zero, yeah, this is zero. This is zero. He's a 10, but he's highly religious and wants you to be too. No. I don't think I would ever be attractive to someone highly religious. Highly.
Highly religious. Yeah. It's hard. That's freaking hard. Because there's so many religions. He could be like, I don't know.
I'm waiting.
If it was like a monk, I don't know. Maybe. It could be fun.
Irish fetish. It could be like a monk.
Like a little bald monk that waters the plants. His little zen garden and everything. I don't know. Or maybe if it's like the other day, remember I told you about that dating show that it's all about like people with spirituality?
Yeah.
There's a guy there that's an exorcist and he's like damn cool. I would fall in love with him. And he was an exorcist. Your face.
But that's like being not anti-religion.
No, you need to believe in something to believe in demons. You cannot like be an atheist and believe in demons. So it could be fun.
It could be fun.
I think it's more fun than death row.
But he wants you to be too.
Yeah, that's the problem though. But if I saw an exorcism and he was legit, then I would become also like,
and be like,
amen.
Expel the demons.
Yeah. I'm going to say it's above 5.
let's compromise like, and go for 5 then.
Yeah.
I want to see that cool exorcist that you're saying.
He's really cool. You're going to like him too.
Oh my God. He's a 10, but he has that girl best friend. And is oblivious to it.
That girl best
oh
friend
my
that
God.
We are thinking
this
of.
Is so hard.
It is.
Because it's hard.
It's hard. I don't wanna be the like you were saying, you don't wanna be like the second best.
Yeah.
I think she would always be the first, at least in the first years, unless like you're dating for like 10 years and suddenly, of course, you're the most important person, but you're like the second girl in his life. He's like, that's my girl for the problems. I'm going to talk with my girl, not with you.
And she's going to talk. He's going to talk to her about you.
Exactly.
All the time.
No, no. I think I want to go with the three. With the three.
Okay, let's go for 3. He's a 10, but he has a thing for over-sexualized anime characters.
He's a 10. He's a 10. It's better than porn. And I don't even mind porn. So it doesn't... Yeah. No, he's a 10.
He has a thing... Well, depends what's the thing. Imagine it's his office full of dolls.
Oh, that's so cute. I would like that too. Full in Japan, them. I wanted to buy like a figurine of a like a hentai girl. Yeah. They are so cool. I think it's cool.
They're, yeah.
And I think it's better to have an obsession with hentai than porn because hentai is like clearly fake. Well, porn is fake too, but then you like think it's real. And hentai is like an octopus coming out of your life.
Yeah.
You know?
True.
They're not explaining like, that for you.
Oh, you don't know. It's like, why am I doing something wrong? Nothing's coming out.
Now is the time.
Okay. He has a thing for over-sexualized anime. Let's go for a 9.
Okay.
Okay, he's a 10, but he still lives with his ex even after breaking up because it's cheaper.
No. No. I prefer the parents. than the ex.
Yeah, why not moving in back? Well, maybe the parents are somewhere else.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe
they
he
are.
Lives in another country.
But that's a serious, like, shit of a situation. I
understand.
I think, like,
I can
money.
Imagine. I can imagine, like, having to do this if you don't have the means to move out.
Yeah, exactly.
And if
I
it's
think
like
it's
a nice place, you have your shit there.
Of course. And you were, like, so used to, like, splitting the rent. And now you're on your own. And maybe, like, your budget's not great.
But it couldn't stay like this.
Yeah,
like, you start dating and you're like, okay, if this is going somewhere, you need to move out.
Yeah.
And he moves
move
out.
In.
And he moves out.
Yeah.
So, he might still be a 10.
Yeah. Maybe, no, if the anime is a 9, then it's an 8.
It's an 8.
It's a bigger problem.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Okay, we got to the end of our list.
Yeah.
This was very, very fun. This was a fun episode.
Really fun episode. And we have the word of the Portuguese
word of the day. We didn't plan it.
We didn't, but I think it should be crazy.
Loco. Loco.
Loco.
Loco.
Similar to Spanish, loco.
Loco, yeah. Loco.
But it has an extra U. So it's L-O-U-C-O.
Oh, loco.
And it means crazy. And if you're a boy, it's like this. But if you're a girl, then you switch like the last O for an A and it becomes loca.
Loca. It's loca, like you're loca, saying loca. Low, as in low.
Low.
Profile. Low. And then you add the ku for a boy and the ka
exactly.
for a girl.
Such a nice explanation.
Thank you.
Now it's ping pong time.
It's ping pong time.
Ping pong time.
All right, let's do this. What can top the crazy love stories? And it's a roasting sesh.
Roasting sesh.
Are we going to roast each other?
I'm a Pisces.
How is gonna work? Gonna cry?
I'm going to cry.
Please,
I'm
going
to pretend to be strong and then I'm going to get home and I'm going to cry. In fetal position.
In fetal position. But I like to watch people roast.
Let's
like
roast
the comedy
our followers.
Roast.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, we can roast you.
But sometimes
you guys.
I get sad on roast.
You are? Not going to be a great episode for you. So if you want to see Sophia cry on next Monday, just tune in.
Tune in, guys. So yeah.
See you then.
Thank you so much for watching. We love you.
Love
see
you.
See you next week. Bye.